Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Elissa Walker-Campbell guiding you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. We'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, as we are inside the Quicken Loans studios. Always a pleasure to have back with us. We've potted up the mic, Andy Pondillo, with our weekly MLB news and notes. Good evening, Andy. How are you on this Friday?
I'm doing great. Definitely a good time of the season right now.
Yes, the countdown is on. The regular season's going to be over before you know it. So the pessimistic side, it's going to come out of me. What teams do you anticipate are going to fall apart in the final stretch?
I don't know who exactly is. There's always at least one team that falls apart. Last year it was the Brewers. A lot of times I look at young teams as teams that haven't been there. You got to remember, teams that are young, their minor league seasons are much shorter than what they face in Major League Baseball. And I feel like that tough schedule, the travel schedule, you start to see it come into play around this time of year. The dog days of the summer are here and into fall. So I would look at teams. Unfortunately, my Astros would be one that I would look at.
Really?
The Cubs. And then probably the Mets would be the three teams that you could see just hitting a wall. That doesn't mean they will and doesn't mean that I think they will. But if I were just to go by the law of averages, those are the three teams that I would pick. I would say the Yankees could also be suspect, though I don't believe it. But they are thin in the starting pitching department. So does that start to wear on them as they go into September?
Well, I saw our producer, Joe George. He was grimacing a bit when you rattled off the Cubs. Now, come on, I got to go to bat for the Cubbies. Well, they've won 11 out of their last 12. How can this be? How can you have that stance?
Oh, they're very good. And Cubs are going to be one of the best teams in the National League for a long time, the way it sets up. I just look at these teams, their first year starting to get over that hump. Do they have enough to hold on, get through those 6 months of the year, especially when you're facing a team like the Pirates now who's been there and done that.
Yeah.
And then the Cardinals, It's just one of those things where you're bad luck and a really tough division. In the Mets case, I could see the Mets just hitting a wall, completely collapsing, New York Mets style. They like to do that type of thing. Though the NL East is a different animal. There's teams in there that are going to give you a break when you face the Phillies. The Marlins, horrible this year. Sometimes these teams can luck out a little bit because of the product of their division. We've seen the Astros struggle lately, but they are in the American League West. The only legitimate contender right now, in my opinion, the Angels. Rangers have had hot streaks, but when you get in that two-team race, and the Angels really aren't that great of a team this year, in my opinion. Just a good team. It does make those little stretches where you start to fall apart a little easier to recover from.
I know you're highlighting the 2015 teams, but you had said in your opening statement in 2014 it was the Brewers that the wheels fell off. Why?
Yeah, it was the Brewers. Actually, also the Oakland Athletics, which the Athletics were a bit of a surprise because they had been there and they had done that trade for John Lester. It seemed like nothing was the same after that, after they lost Cespedes. When it comes to the Brewers, I think it was their pitching. I look at teams that might be a little thin in the pitching department as well. That's why the Yankees, I think a lot of people keep waiting for them to collapse. But I don't know. I don't know if I see it in them. It's definitely the type of team that would, though. And the Brewers, it's just not enough starting pitching is what it seemed to be, in my opinion. Offense should have been pretty good. They had Carlos Gomez, they had Braun at the top. Aramis Ramirez didn't have a bad year last year. So they definitely had the pieces last year. They just couldn't hold it through. And maybe it was a depth issue, maybe versus a youth issue when it comes to the Milwaukee Brewers.
The familiar voice, Andy Pondillo, with us in studio tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Andy joins us each and every week on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line with our MLB news and notes. Reach out to our audience, connect with them.
That's Astro Chat on ClimbingTowersHill.com, podcast about the Astros.
Very nice. And of course, the trade deadline, it has come and gone. A couple weeks have gone by now. What teams are surging with their new acquisitions?
Well, it's definitely the Blue Jays. Everybody keeps pointing to the Blue Jays now as the team to beat in the American League or the American League East. You know, I don't think the Yankees are going to go down easily in that division. Definitely the Blue Jays have the better-looking team on paper, but the Yankees have the experience of World Series champions. That's going to be a fun race to see how that plays out. I do think the Blue Jays do get into a wild-card position regardless. Do I think they're as good as people are making them out to be? No, I don't. I don't think their starting pitching is good enough to get through three rounds of postseason play, but yet it's a good jump for the Blue Jays to get into the area that they're in, to be a competitive team, to be a playoff team, and probably gives them a very good shot to go and sign free agents in the offseason where teams or players are going to start to believe that they are a legitimate contender in the AL East.
Andy, you're not 100% convinced about the Blue Jays. What is the key to making a deep run in the playoffs?
A lot of it's the 1-2-3 pitching depth, the starting pitchers. A lot of it just will come down to that. But at the same time, there's those certain guys who perform and certain guys who don't. Now, you look at the Giants last season. You look at their experience in postseason play. That's a huge element, and it was so important that it actually offset having a narrow starting pitching rotation. Really a team that shouldn't have won three postseason rounds, put everything on Madison Bumgarner, got some key hits. Somehow they were able to navigate their way through those rounds of postseason play. Really, there's really almost no logic. The thing is, you just get into the tournament and give yourself the best chance. I'll try and predict who's the best team, but when it comes down to it, we get surprised every year who makes runs in these postseason tournaments. So I say the starting pitching is the most important element, but some would argue the bullpen has become just as important in the modern-day baseball.
I agree. We're inside the Quicken Loans studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Elissa Walker-Campbell along with you. We've been along with you for the past 2 hours. Join us at Twitter, at @eRadioSports. Give us an update. Talk to me about why have the Astros struggled as of late?
Now, they've struggled on the road quite a bit, and that's been an epidemic for them. They're back home now, so maybe they reel off 10 games out of 11 on this homestand.
We'll
see.
That'd be nice. Mm-hmm.
I don't really have a pinpoint solution for it. They play like a different team. They play sloppier. Their at-bats fail. It's just a mixture. It's a young team. That's the thing I go back to a lot when I look at teams that struggle for odd reasons. And it's, you're depending on a 20-year-old shortstop in Carlos Correa who's been spectacular. But you're depending on him to be your lead run producer. You're depending on him to make fantastic plays late in the game constantly at shortstop. And you're not getting enough out of your veterans on the road. The Evan Gattises, the Luis Valbuenas of the world, I'm sure they would tell you the same thing, that they should be doing more for these young guys in that lineup. So they're going to have to figure out how to win on the road. They might be, I think they can actually still make postseason play with the model that they're going at right now, mainly based on the American League West. But if they go into postseason play, they have no choice but to figure out how to win on the road.
How healthy have the Astros been this season?
Pretty healthy. I mean, they've had some injuries like every team does. George Springer was pretty devastating, and you've noticed a pretty big difference on the road without
him,
actually, because what Springer allowed you to do was score runs without getting 11, 12 hits. He was constantly on base. He was constantly stealing bases. He paired him with Altuve. These guys were both probably going to steal 30 bases this year combined at the top of the order, both high on base averages. They really helped the middle of the order where maybe these guys didn't get on base, but it gave them runners to knock in. It gave them guys where they could hit a ground ball to shortstop and have a productive day. And now they don't have that as much without Springer at the top of the order. So that has hurt, but nobody's going to feel sorry for the Astros. There's injuries on every team. The Cardinals, notably, have suffered two major injuries this year, and they're the number one team in baseball. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's been too bad for the Astros. You always want to keep that pitching staff in check, and they've been able to do that.
Give us an update on C.J. Wilson. What happened with his elbow? He's got some bone chips?
Yes, I don't think he's going to pitch again this year. I know there's some optimists out there that maybe he comes back, but the Angels really, he's more of a depth pitcher at this point, and he's a good pitcher, but I don't think that if they got into postseason play, I don't think he was going to be a huge factor for them. They have other guys, and Garrett Richards, Santiago, these guys are studs up there. It definitely hurts, but I don't think it devastates the Angels. There's depth on that team as well.
Well, that can pay big dividends for the Astros. That gives them a little bit of a bump and a boost.
Yeah, when this division can come down to one or two games, those types of injuries, that could be the difference in one or two games. You never know.
Okay, our man, Andy Pondillo, with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We love always getting up close with Andy, getting his perspective on the MLB. So the Royals, is it the team that's got the most swag at right now? And could they win the World Series this year?
I think they should. I mean, if there's any team that has the everything put together for this year and made the moves for this year, it's the Royals. They've got Ben Zobrist at the top of the order. He's a Royals guy, in my opinion, really fits that motto. Johnny Cueto, not the top of the rotation. And they're the one team where I do often get scared about teams with lack of starting pitching depth. They're the one team that I think can get by without it. And Johnny Cueto certainly helps that. Do they have that 1-2-3 punch? They sure don't. But if they're leading after five innings, this team is about as automatic at shutting the door with their bullpen as I've ever seen in my life. I have not seen a bullpen to this level before. I mean, it's literally four closers coming out after the fifth inning, essentially. So they have a really good chance this year in a weak American League. I think they can get back to the World Series. But again, like I said earlier in the segment, Last year, we had the Angels as the favorite.
Mm-hmm.
They get knocked out and swept by the Royals in the first round. It takes one hot team to ruin everything for the people who predict these playoffs and ruin it for the teams that are the favorites.
You know, Andy, just a moment ago, you were talking about the Cardinals, and it seems they're just, you know, on pace to win at least 100 games this year. Why are they having success? Because they know how to win.
Their starting pitching is just crazy this season. Without Adam Wainwright, I could not imagine this starting rotation being as good as they have. Michael Wacha pitching like a true ace, Carlos Martinez. These young pitchers, you match them up in a series, it's going to be pretty hard to hit these guys. And Wacha, you think of him as a young guy, but he was one of the key contributors in leading the Cardinals to the World Series just a couple of years ago. So I don't think of him as that young pitcher. Now I think of him as that number one horse in the rotation going into postseason play. Lance Lynn has been there. He's done that. The bullpen can be solid. Trevor Rosenthal is good a closer you're going to find in the National League. They don't hit quite to the level that you think they would just looking at their numbers, but they know how to score runs. They know how to win games. It's really a complete team, even without Adam Wainwright, even with an injured Matt Holliday.
You know, when you survey the league right now, just and we've talked about this, highlighted this on our show in the past, just this boost in all the young talent that has come forth. And when you talk about Trout, Bryant, Harper, talk about just the impact that they can have with their teams and that they could become contenders.
Well, they're going to have to be the guys. I mean, they're making these 23-year-olds, these 20-year-olds now, they're making them the guys on their team right away. There's not much of a lead-in period. And it's quite exciting for baseball, in my opinion. Now, what's going to be fun is to see what can they do in postseason play. Bryce Harper, we saw a small preview of it last year where he was just crushing the ball versus the Giants. Of course, they get knocked out in the first round. Mike Trout knocked out in the first round last year. Chris Bryant, could he be making his debut for the Cubs this year in postseason play? Carlos Correa, these guys are the type of guys that take over a game, take over a series. Can they translate that to postseason play? Some of them do, some of them don't, so it'll be fascinating.
You know, it is fascinating, and they have this amazing young talent. What is your view just overall where the state of the game, where it is right now?
I think it's good. I mean, I know that there's still a mainstream audience that's missing on baseball that they need to get back, but it's a start right now with all these young players, and, you know, the league financially is doing fantastic. There's people in the seats. They've had good attendance this year for a lot of the contending markets, and we see teams that have been down for a while, Cubs, Astros, as we mentioned in this segment. These were fan bases that were primed to baseball at one time that filled their seats regularly. Getting these teams good again, getting the Mets good again, this can only mean good things for baseball.
Simply the best. He knows his stuff, Andy Pondillo, with our MLB news and notes. You don't want to miss this segment each and every week right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Thank you, Andy. Be safe this weekend, okay?
Always fun.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR. The conversation continues.